Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us three times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and
Alice
Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. Hello. We're back.
Merry Christmas, everyone.
Oh, thanks, Vin.
You're
Merry
welcome.
Christmas to you as well.
Isn't it exciting?
It is exciting. Oh, boy.
I'm so into it.
I can't wait for it to get here.
Really?
Yeah. Oh.
Good.
Yeah, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, it is fantastic. Yeah. I'm super stoked. Yeah. So, how was your vacation?
You guys are on. Hold on. There we go.
Merry Christmas, Vinny.
All right, there it is.
Thank you, Hooman.
Hooman wanted
to jump
right
got
in
the
there.
Spirit.
I told you, Merry Christmas back.
Yeah, we're catching your vibe, and it's not good.
Well, it's just that it all happens so fast this time of year. You know?
We're here, like, though. It's time. It's official.
Sure.
It's legit. Yep. I haven't gotten a tree yet, but it's about time to go chase one of those down,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, I was thinking the same thing on my way in, that we got to get that going.
Look at the look on your face. It's not.
It's I'm thrilled.
You're not into
oh
it.
My God, it's so super fun.
All right.
It's great.
Well, I'm into it.
I mailed off my, I got my Christmas cards done. Did you guys get your Christmas cards?
No.
No.
Oh, I don't think I ever sent you my address.
Oh, I think I have
you
yours.
You might have it from something else.
Some of you guys, though, I was just going to bring them in and hand them to you. Like, did you? You gave me your new address, right?
I would have.
Yeah. I didn't ask.
I mean, I'm not in hiding from you.
Yeah.
So I mean,
well,
we Googling
might show one day, Vinny.
It could happen, Yuzi. We come bearing figgy pudding.
Anyway. Whoa.
What's that?
I don't know. My mic.
Your mic.
It's crackling.
Welcome back, everyone.
Maybe we could put that on our wish list.
Yeah. What's the new system here at Intercom? Is there a rec
list
that
we can
put
stuff
on?
Holy cow, and now we're Intercom. First day on the air is well,
yay.
I guess 2 weeks ago.
No, it's all right. Whatever. I changed my LinkedIn to Intercom 6 months ago.
I changed mine the other day.
I forgot about
I
changing
mean, the
that.
Writing on the wall was so, it was so clear, and it was so like this veil to stay quiet about. Why? It's happening. It's so done. CBS has already like locked me out of crap. You know what I mean? There was stuff that was changing along with our payroll and stuff had changed. Mm-hmm. Our HR stuff had changed. They changed it. It
so
doesn't even work.
Now when we get our CBS, like, you know, we're still getting mail, right? You still get mail that says CBS. I'm like, what do I do with this?
You mean on your email?
No, on my, like, at home.
Oh.
I'm still getting CBS stuff.
Oh,
I'm like,
oh,
I don't
well,
know what to do with that stuff.
That'll end in the new year.
Like, I actually have a pile I haven't even opened. Just look at it.
Yeah, throw it away.
But you know how we...
Shred it.
So this is one of those weird things where we've switched over and I'm in my new email.
Yeah.
And I got something from CBS SAC Security.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, we're already getting fraudulent scammer emails. We need you to sign in. There's one of those... It was a totally fraudulent scammer email. Click here and enter in all your info. And I'm looking at it going... Already?
Yeah, I've gotten like hundreds of those.
Oh boy.
Like just this morning alone, I deleted at least 20.
I'll tell you what, that's one email I'm never logging into. Want to get a hold of me, talk to my people.
Right. Yeah.
Jesus.
That's a weird one.
Yeah.
Anyway, whatever.
I'm technically a contractor, so you guys have fun with the new company. Woohoo! Anywho, what'd you do over vacation?
So I went down south to my mom's new place.
And?
So now I kind of get the lay of the land. It's Temecula. I mean, I don't know if you know where Temecula is. It's east desert area of Orange County.
Eastbound and down.
And the city is Winchester, but it's just all this growing.
Yeah.
Desert.
And how's the neighborhood that she lives in and everything?
You know what? It's beautiful there.
Oh, great.
It's beautiful. The houses are nice. Everything's affordable. It's a commuter. I don't know what you're going to call that. I mean, I
just
guess
a little
it's
a bedroom.
Well, it's retirement people and commuters because there's nothing out there. It's the desert.
So where do they commute to? Orange County?
LA, Orange County, San Diego. It's sort of
nestled in there.
It's not central to anything. I mean, it's an hour to everything.
But it's officially Orange County.
I don't know what it's officially. Mm-hmm. I just know that if I'm telling you where it is sort of in your head, it's Eastern Orange County desert area on your way to San Diego, Mexico.
Oh. I have a question.
Yeah.
Did you drive or fly?
We drove.
How was that?
7 hours.
No, but how was it? How was it with the kid in the car?
Oh, she was actually great. She was better than me.
Were you driving?
No, the missus drove down. She gets car sick, so she actually wanted to drive.
Yes. Yeah.
It's super funny that
if I guess driving,
car sick
it's
people,
easier.
It's not an issue if you're driving.
Mm-hmm.
But if there she's not driving,
Temecula is Riverside County.
Okay.
I used to have to do traffic for Temecula, but I actually never realized it was in Riverside County.
Oh. So it's desert, and it was beautiful.
Yeah.
Like rolling hills, just these bright orange sunsets over these darkened hillsides. Beautiful. 95 in November, though.
Oh, boy.
95,
in
everybody.
In November.
But houses worth, you know, $300,000. Brand new.
And she's got
built to your specs.
Mm-hmm.
It's big enough. Everyone could stay.
Oh, yeah.
How close is it to your little brother?
To Jan, the middle brother?
No. Oh, is it closer to Jan?
Jan is 2 miles from her house.
Oh, boy.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's, I think,
I think of him as living more near San Luis Obispo.
No. Well, he was there for a while.
Okay.
He worked at Vandenberg?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Anyway.
And so they're not near your little brother.
No, he's in Burbank.
Okay.
He's still working in the movie biz. So anyway, we had a great Thanksgiving, and that area is really cool, and it's the last probably affordable place in California. I mean, I can't tell you how many people I talked to over our vacation that were grousing about California, and it's
tough.
It's how unaffordable it is, and I especially here. Yeah. In the Bay Area, and I keep thinking and saying, you know, the whole world changed here. Like, the Silicon Valley changed everything worldwide, and all that dough is landing in this town. Of course it's unaffordable here. And that money trickles down. It's not like, I don't know what you'd compare it to, like the oil boom.
Mm.
But even that was, you know, oil barons, and then blue collar people pulled that out of the ground. I don't know. Here you've got just tons of people making money.
Well, it's crazy
money.
When you look at the listings down on the peninsula, and, you know, I mean, what people think of, you know, if you feel like if you spent $2 million on a house, that it would be
not a fixer upper.
Yeah. And that, you know, I mean, it has become like the new normal. Like, if you make enough money to own a $2 million house, like, you're totally middle class around here.
Right.
Like, it's actually kind of sad and scary. Like, what was that story? It was maybe a month or two ago, and they showed, like, this is what a $2.5 million house looks like. And it's like, you know, your grandma's house, one-story ranch, like, not much to it.
That's the story.
And there's 500 people bidding on it.
Yes.
All up and down the Bay Area, it's the same story. I read a story in, I don't know, I can't tell you which paper because I read them all, but one of them said, in San Jose, you got to be making, household income has to be 200 and something
to
buy a home there.
Right.
And I was even looking at
and
that
And not
going,
even one of the $2 million dollar homes.
I don't know what
you're
talking about. How are they pulling that off?
Right.
So, yeah, it's kind of heavy. And that town where that I'm talking about, where my mom lives, people can buy.
Yep.
I mean, you're driving.
Sure.
In traffic.
Not your mom.
There. Check this out. One of the streets, just a main, like a regular street with lights.
Yeah.
Because it's this commuter town where everyone's coming in and out, the speed limit was 65.
Oh.
And it's a regular street, like any.
It seems dangerous.
Oh, it's so dangerous.
Oh,
I was doing.
Oh, my God.
You guys know me. I'm kind of fast, and I'm doing 55, and people are zooming around me. And I'm like, I'm just trying to go to the grocery store. It's like a mile away.
So the main thoroughfare is the highway. Wow.
It's a highway.
Holy crap.
With stoplights on it. 65. Trippy.
That is trippy.
I don't think it'll last because they're building out there.
Yeah.
As far as you can see, they're grading for more homes.
Now we just have to hope the water keeps flowing. And...
Oh, dude, right. I thought of that the whole time. Like, wow, this place, it's 95 in November.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Right, between the AC and the water, that's going to be quite the resource. Up.
Anyway, I partied with my family. We had a nice Thanksgiving.
I went out to your mom posted.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, it was like the whole family. It looks so sweet.
We were all
Who
there.
Who took the picture?
The little...
Timer.
Yeah.
I was wondering. I'm like... Everybody seems to be there, but who took the picture?
No, Nick like set it up and then ran for it. So we did all that. I saw Coco.
Oh, what'd you think?
God, I loved it so very much.
I have a question.
Yeah.
People are bitching about the short at the beginning.
Dude, it's 25 minutes long, and I happen to have... the target audience sitting on my lap.
Yeah.
So I was like, all right, well, this is aimed at my daughter. So I'm just going to sit here and take it. You know, like
and
there's
was
no way.
She into it?
She loved it.
Oh, did she?
Oh, it was Olaf, all the people. Elsa and Anna.
Yeah. I guess it's like someone said when Elsa started her, the next song she was singing, someone in the theater yelled, oh my God.
It's 25 minutes long. I timed it. It was unbelievable. Oh. And it's not good.
Yeah. It's what everyone's
like,
saying.
I'd give
like,
credit
nope.
to the first movie. It had its audience.
Yeah.
And, but they didn't even try to pen good songs. I mean, they just farted that thing.
You are totally. That's what these are quotes
yeah.
from the people's responses.
We didn't get to see it.
Oh,
you're
good
lucky.
For you.
You're lucky, apparently. I guess it's just Drek.
And the trailer for The Incredibles 2, which everybody, like, that. That wasn't, that sucked too.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Oh, you didn't?
No.
Oh, that was supposed to be. Did you get there right when the movie started?
I don't think so. Because we could buy our seats, which is a wonderful thing.
Yes.
You buy your actual
seats. Assigned
seating. Yeah. Oh, God. That is just unreal.
Nice.
So
that's the
nice.
Way it should be.
So we just walked in, got our seat. Coco was excellent. I loved it.
Yeah. That's what I'm hearing. That it's just
art,
amazing.
The music, the story, all top.
Oh, great.
And I almost got out of there without crying in public. Like, I was this close.
You the almost
this is
made
even,
it.
Like, here I am going, I'm thinking to myself, I'm going to get out of here without shedding a tear. And the missus whispers, I haven't cried yet, have you? And I'm like, I haven't. Sure enough, they got me at the end, but...
It happens.
It's good. Really good. Now forget about that.
Okay.
What about your holiday? Because you guys all, it started with the end of Hooman's birthday.
Oh, dude. We
celebrations.
Had a wild freaking week.
Yeah, let's hear it.
Well, we started Friday with the Do It For The Love benefit at the Fairmont.
Yeah. So you went. You and Yuzi both wore leather pants.
She didn't wear her leather pants.
A dress.
Yeah, you look great, though. We had some drinks together.
Uh-huh.
We had a very, very nice time.
What does that mean? You got ripped? Did you get wasted?
No.
What do you mean no?
Did you say I was wasted?
No.
What's going on?
Nothing.
We just had drinks at the table. We were blah, 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 blah,
yeah,
blah,
we
blah,
just
blah,
talked
blah, blah,
the whole night. Mm-hmm. And
it's like you both just slammed on the brakes on the conversation. What did you both like go like... Don't tell anybody about
I thought we both actually started... Well, listen, it was pretty formal. Like, I didn't feel like it was a place I could really let loose.
Oh,
it
really?
Wasn't like I was going to get my turn to jam on stage or anything.
Oh, they didn't call you up?
Oh, no.
Oh, bogus.
But it was, it was less music and more auctioning than I expected. I don't know what I expected. Yeah. I just wanted to go
and
support them.
They made lots of money.
Oh, boy, oh, boy. There were some things there that... actually, John... bought a Burning Man package.
John, your husband.
My husband, John.
Your husband was
there
too?
There was a whole...
No.
Wow. George was there.
George was my date.
Got it.
So there was a silent auction thing, all these cool little different things. Mm-hmm. And John was doing the silent bidding on this Burning Man package, mm-hmm. which was a ticket and like a camp visit from like someone who's going to cook for your whole camp.
Oh.
And, like all these cool things. And he wound up getting that.
He got it?
He actually got it. think he paid like $900 for it, which sounds like a ton of money, except that the ticket is $700 or something, yeah. I think. I don't know. They're really
so
expensive.
He's going this upcoming.
So he's going this year for
all
sure.
Right.
He bought the little package. But then there were some amazing things for mm-hmm. the regular live auction. Liam Makelam was the auctioneer.
The host.
And
oh.
he was great.
He's fantastic.
He was great. So the first thing that came up was some killer, like some chef comes to your house and cooks a meal for you and 12 friends or whatever mm-hmm. it is. I'm like, oh, I'm going to bid on that. But they start the bidding at like $2,500. I go, no.
I guess I'm not going to do
that. And I think the thing went for like $20,000. I mean, like nothing went for under $20,000.
Yeah.
It was, and there were some like fabulous vacations and all these just amazing prizes.
Now that stuff, I mean, I realized that whole thing was about charity, but that stuff's usually super boring. So, I mean, is that when the drinking and chatting happened?
Well, we were definitely drinking and chatting during that,
so, yeah.
for sure.
It wasn't like I was going to bid on anything.
Right. But it was interesting still to see, like, I thought Liam was great. He didn't just stand there. He was running all around mm-hmm. everywhere, talking to the different people who were bidding on stuff, and he kept it really interesting. But it was a pretty early night. I would say we were out of there by 10 o'clock.
Yeah. Would you say that Hooman would have done probably 15% better
Hooman
than Liam?
Hooman got up there and kind of emceed. Like, Hooman was part of the festivities for sure. Like,
I just got everyone to sit down at the beginning, and then I introduced Michael
Franz. Where's my glass? Did you do the ding, 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 ding?
No. I said,
everyone,
please stop talking.
Sit down and shut up.
Please stop hugging each other. Sir, I'm talking to you. Did a lot of that.
Yeah. You were excellent. And Hooman was just, oh my God, in his element.
Oh, of course.
Like, it was
pinky
just
out.
The whole thing. Like, he
collared button
very
shirt.
Very dapper.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know,
hair
just
slicked back.
Sitting at table number one. Sitting up with all the big wigs. So that was Friday night. Super fun, super fancy. And then Saturday was Hooman's birthday party.
How was that?
It was great.
Thank you.
It was super crowded in this little kind of shotgun bar. And
shotgun, you mean just a straight
just a straight
thing.
Narrow thing. It was nice though, and nice, you know, tons of people, you know, and
our boss
nice
came.
People
our
and
new
our new boss came and stayed till the bitter end.
By our new boss, you mean Susan.
I mean Susan.
Susan, what's up?
Susan got there pretty early, and boy, she went from perch. I mean, like, I've never seen anyone. So, like, she didn't know anyone there. I mean, I guess she knew Greg Nemitz, who showed up a little bit later. He's worked here
Greg
forever.
Greg
came too.
Yeah.
Oh. And, but I wasn't like she was clinging to him. She was, woo, whoo. I was very impressed with her social skills.
What aren't you telling us?
I'm not telling you. I'm saying how impressed
I was.
Would
you say she had 15 drinks?
I don't have no idea.
Huh.
She didn't seem inebriated to me.
She didn't slur at all.
Yeah, she wasn't.
Would you say you had 15 drinks?
No, I wouldn't.
Again?
I'd say that I
You
was...
behaved yourself again?
Yes, Vinny. Believe
Two
it or
days
not,
in a row?
I was out in the world. I only get really inebriated at my house.
Okay.
I probably had, I don't know, 4 drinks over the course of, I don't know, 5 hours.
Did you go to that party too?
I did not go.
And actually, it was good that you didn't go because it could have been more crowded and it was kind of dark.
I was talking to Hooman about that. And that was my big fear, was being in the dark. And of course, John wouldn't have been with me.
Right.
And I just thought, you know what? I'm going to be very uncomfortable.
And there wasn't a place for you to like sit and hold court. Like, you know, sometimes that's the way to do it. You sit and just relax.
Right.
It really wasn't like that. There was no sitting. There was only just mingling and hanging. But Bryn was there.
Hey.
And guess what? Bryn is here.
Yes.
What?
Hey, Bryn.
I'm actually here, not from home, guys.
Yeah, no, he's here in the studio. And I guess we get him for a few days this week because this is a huge, and actually we should break in a second here, but this is a huge week for us. On Friday, we're doing our yearly donation day. This year, we are going to raise money for Tipping Point and try to help out as many people as we can in the North Bay. And we'd love it if you would contribute to our gesture that we're making here. So that is on Friday. We'll have more details about that. As the week goes on. But you guys have a couple appearances this week. And
oh my gosh, it's going to be a really
big tree lighting.
You have a tree
right?
lighting on Thursday night.
Uh-huh. It's not just a tree lighting. It's the very best tree lighting.
It's the upside down tree
of all
lighting.
Time. Yeah. Yeah, it's 50 feet. It's inverted and it's crystal.
Oh what? My God. How is this possible?
Magic.
Yeah.
It's a Prada tree, everyone.
Yes, with Gucci ornaments. So we'll hear more about all of that. But right now it's time to play a song. KLLC, KLLC, HD1, San Francisco. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. We're back. Happy after thanks. Happy Cyber Monday, I guess it is.
Merry
today.
Christmas is what you
oh
mean.
Oh, my God. That's right. Merry Christmas. I'm sorry.
Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.